In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there.
Hello.
Welcome to our 27-minute love-in. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s. I'm going to have girly songs today.
Oh, please. No, don't do that to me. You know, if you're going to have all these sappy, girly songs, I get to do an all Hendrix show. I'm going to do Hendrix, Zeppelin, all the favorite ones.
I just won't be here for it. I don't care.
No, go ahead.
You're very lucky, you know.
I am? Why?
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to love these songs.
I doubt it.
Oh, no, you're going to be tapping your foot. My first song of the day is a RIAA million-selling gold-certified single by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Gary Puckett. The name says it all.
Oh, be quiet. Do I make fun of your songs?
Uh-huh.
I know. Okay. The song hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks in 1968.
Things were much easier back then.
Yeah, but your songs never hit that. It hit number 34 on the Easy Listening chart also. Here's Young Girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind. The secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you know I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. 'Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
In 1965, the Voting Rights Act was signed. It is a landmark piece of federal legislation in the United States that prohibits racial discrimination in voting. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson during the height of the civil rights movement on August 6, 1965.
I have to admit, nothing makes sense about my first song today.
Your songs never make sense to me. I am sorry. I love you, but I hate your music.
Well, this one is really a cool song. And, you know, you can always trust what you read on the internet, and especially Wikipedia, because it's always true.
Oh, sure it is.
And this is what they say. She's About a Mover is a 1965 song by the Sir Douglas Quintet, which is true.
Sir Douglas?
Sir Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The song was named the number one Texas song by Texas Monthly, whatever that means.
A Texas song by an English sir whatever?
That's what Wikipedia said, and so it's got to be true.
Yeah, sure.
It also hit number 15 on the UK singles chart.
Yeah, UK. What about the US?
It does not say.
Well, then this is going to be a humdinger.
Listen to She's About a Mover. I got to see if I can find some more great songs by the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Great songs?
Yeah, there's got to be more. I got to dig deep for some more.
Yeah, you got to dig deep. That's the problem.
Hey, did you know in 1965, 25% of homes had their milk delivered by the milkman?
Yeah, you know, my mom and dad had their milk delivered.
Yeah, they used to have the little gray metal insulated box on your porch.
Uh-huh.
You put a note in there and tell the guy what you wanted.
And it's insulated. It was good. It was perfect.
And there was your milk every morning.
Yeah, every morning. It was like a cow came visiting and filled your bottles.
Sure, there was. They could get cottage cheese and everything and sour cream. And
oh, that, no, it was just milkman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about ice cream?
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Just milkman.
Okay.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
Moo. 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 Moo.
You're supposed to be a cow?
Moo.
Okay, cow. What does milk taste like?
Milk tastes like chocolate. Moo. Milkshakes taste like chocolate. Moo. Ice cream tastes like chocolate. Moo. Chocolate. Moo. Milk. Moo. Chocolate. Moo. Milk. Moo. Chocolate.
Chocolate? Well, what does chocolate taste like?
Chocolate tastes like Bosco, just like Bosco, just like Bosco. Chocolate tastes like Bosco, and because chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like you like Bosco too. Chocolate pours like Bosco, just like Bosco, just like Bosco. Chocolate tastes like Bosco, and because chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like you like Bosco too.
Moo.
Moo.
Moo. You know, we were married in St. John Bosco Church.
Yes, I do. In fact, he's a patron saint of chocolate syrup. I bet you didn't know that, huh?
I did.
See?
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, if the lightning doesn't strike us down now. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1964. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a landmark civil rights and labor law in the United States that outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin.
Listen to the news announcement.
Congress passes the most sweeping civil rights bill ever to be written into the law, and thus reaffirms the conception of equality for all men that began with Lincoln and the Civil War 100 years ago. 5 hours after the House passes the measure, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed at the White House by President Johnson.
We must not approach the observance and enforcement of this law in a vengeful spirit. Its purpose is not to punish. Its purpose is not to divide, but to end divisions, divisions which have lasted all too long. This Civil Rights Act is a challenge to all of us to go to work in our communities and our states, in our homes and in our hearts, to eliminate the last vestiges of injustice in our beloved country.
It also prohibits unequal application of voter registration requirements and racial segregation in schools, employment, and public accommodations. And that's the way it was way back when. My first song was about a young girl.
Oh, just grow up already, for crying out loud.
Which brings me to my second song of the day by Bobby V and the Strangers.
Bobby V and the Strangers?
Uh-huh. They were strangers to him.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, okay. Go ahead.
It reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1967, and the song was ranked number 15 on Billboard Magazine's Top Hot 100 Songs of 1967. Here's Come Back When You Grow Up.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
Well, there's 2 minutes and 18 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, no, I love that song.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by the National Hypochondriac Association, which reminds you to see your doctor twice a day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can tell him all your problems instead of telling me all your problems. Because, tell ya, these people are starting to drive me crazy around here.
Which people?
People.
Just people in general?
Yeah, because they keep telling, you know, we're getting older. So what do you think you'd talk about most of the time?
We're bitter old people. Aren't we?
We just talk about our ailments all the time. Yeah.
But I hope you appreciate that I had to dig real deep for this next song.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Am I going to like it?
You're going to love it.
No, really.
This is the original version of a song you know and love.
Oh, okay.
And most people know the version done by Joe Cocker. But this is the original.
I'm not going to like it,
well,
am I?
I think you'll see why the Joe Cocker version was so popular.
Okay, that means the earphones come off. No.
This song is done by the English rock band Traffic. It reached number 123 on the Billboard Top 200.
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah, you just made that up.
No, it's true.
No, it's not.
The internet.
And Traffic? Who's Traffic? I never heard of Traffic.
They're actually a very good band.
Are they?
This wasn't one of their better songs, but it's a good band, Traffic.
So it wasn't one of their better songs, and why did you pick it?
Because I dig deep for the original. I just don't give the, you know, the run-of-the-mill cuts. I do research on this, that kind of thing.
Okay. Go for it, my love.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Here's Feeling All Right.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it couldn't be. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Took me for one big ride, and even now I sit and wonder why. But when I think of you, I start to cry. Just can't waste my time, I must keep dry. Gotta stop believing in all your lies, cause there's too much to do before I die. You're feeling alright. Feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too lost in all I say. That time I really felt that way. But that was then and now it's today. Can't get up yet and so I'm here to stay. Till someone comes along and takes my place. With a different name, just a different face. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
In 1968, Jim Ryan won a silver medal in the 1500-meter race at the Summer Olympics. He was the first high school athlete to run a mile in under 4 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Darn right, it's pretty good. You know, I'm so lucky to have a girl like you.
You're darn right, mister. Very lucky. Which gives me my segue. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
My last song of the day was released by the English rock band The Troggs.
This is of the Wild Thing fame.
I forgot about Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
I might have to do that next.
Sure.
The song reached number 29 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1966. Here's With a Girl Like You.
I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like you. I'm in ecstasy with a girl.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.